All right. Welcome back. This is Senate Committee on Elections and Constitutional Amendments. Happy New Year, everybody. We have pretty short agenda here today, just one bill on file, SB 759. In the meantime, why don't we establish a quorum until we have full committee status here? Madam Secretary, please call.
Stern.
Here.
Stern here. Anderson.
Here.
Anderson here. Allen.
Here.
Allen here. Hertzberg. Leyva.
Okay. We have a quorum, and Senator Anderson, my vice chair, has a personal story about the greatest holiday party of all time. Actually, if you guys have seen Antique Roadshow, you basically, it looks like
a pretty close.
Yeah, pretty darn close. We have one bill on file here today. Senator Leyva's coming too.
She was just here.
All right, we'll take a brief pause. Anderson, I apologize.
We don't have a quorum.
That's one thing. All right, seeing as the quorum has been established, Senator McGuire is president. Mr. McGuire, would you like to present SB 759?
I would. Thank you so much. Mr. Chair, Mr. Vice Chair, I do apologize about keeping you waiting. It's good to see you, and Happy New Year to all of you. I want to say, first of all, thank the chair and his incredibly capable staff for all the work that they put in and the guidance that they've given on this bill. I just want to say thank you so much. Members, I think that we can all agree a strong democracy depends on a voter's belief that their ballot counts. However, in California, according to the Secretary of State's office, over 25,000 residents had their world rocked when their ballot was thrown away and not counted in the November general election cycle. There were even more in the primary, we believe, but we don't have that data. You heard me right. Literally tens of thousands of votes are thrown out with any notification to the individual voter. Their vote simply didn't count. And as recent headlines have shown, even one vote can make a difference. The Virginia House is a prime example. These 25,000 mail ballots were thrown out because of a mismatching signature. The voter's signature on their ballot did not match what was in their file. While mismatching signatures can occur for a number of reasons, there is no law here in the Golden State that mandates local election officials notify voters that their ballot will be tossed or provide them with an opportunity to correct the mistake. There are many reasons that a ballot may have a mismatched signature. A few examples could be a disability, inconsistent signatures between what they sign on their ballot versus their vote card. A different member of the household, such as a spouse or a caretaker, may sign on their behalf. Or the person, the voter, such as someone whose second language is English, may be unaware that they have to sign their ballot the same way as it is on the file, and then they sign in characters of a non-English alphabet. Currently, California allows 8 days to correct a ballot without a signature. But despite all the variables that go into matching a signature, there is no guarantee that a county gives a voter an opportunity to correct a mismatching signature. Now, this is not a problem that only exists here in California. In 2016, when Florida faced a similar problem with a law that allowed ballots without a matching signature to be thrown out, a U.S. District Court judge overturned it, calling the situation obscene. As the use of vote-by-mail ballots increase here in California, we cannot ignore this issue any longer. Today, over half of all Californians vote by mail, and in many counties, that percentage is actually larger. Currently, some smaller counties, such as Sierra and Plumas, conduct their entire election all via mail. And those numbers could increase further with the Voters' Choice Act, which was passed in 2016, which will allow all counties to conduct elections by mail by 2020. It's up to us, Republicans and Democrats, to keep democracy strong and pass Senate Bill 759. Again, I want to say thank you to the chair and his staff for working with our office on this legislation, and we'll continue to work with stakeholders to improve the bill's clarity on notification, timing, and procedures. And I also want to take a moment to say thank you to our Secretary of State, Mr. Padilla. He and his very capable staff have been wonderful partners, and just want to say how grateful we are for the opportunity to be able to work with you again. Mr. Chair, via your leadership, we have Tiffany Mock. She is Chief of Legislative Affairs for the Office of the Secretary of State to be able to provide some testimony as well. And I would respectfully ask for an aye vote at the appropriate time.
Very good. Thank you. Leading witness.
Karen members, my name is Tiffany Mock, and I'm here on behalf of Secretary of State Alex Padilla. I want to thank the author, his staff, the chair and his staff for working with my office on this legislation. We will continue to work with stakeholders to improve the bill's clarity on notification and procedures. Our office is pleased to sponsor SB 759, which will give a voter whose signature on a vote-by-mail envelope that does not match the voter signature on file to have their ballot counted if that is his or her intent and she communicates with the office that afterwards. Among many functions and goals, the Secretary of State's office aims to provide increasing voter registration and participation while ensuring that this can be done in a practical manner. Current law requires all elections to be certified within 28 days for a presidential election year, and the size of our state creates different obstacles for each county. With the increase in vote-by-mail ballots, there are some ballots that may not be processed, may be processed late. in the process of counting ballots, and consequently, timelines are still being discussed. The current language in the bill provides the balance of creating a process that notice and the chance to cure a mismatch and a chance to cure a mismatch signature, but also the flexibility that registrars around the state have expressed. Thank you for your attention, and I urge your aye vote.
Thank you, Ms. Mock, and congrats on your new spot with the secretary.
Thank you, Chair.
Any other witnesses in support?
Hi. Good afternoon. My name's Dora Rose. I'm Deputy Director with the League of Women Voters of California, as of a couple of days ago. thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to testify in support of SB 759. The League stands on the principle that fundamental voting rights and the right to have your ballot counted is not a right that should be abrogated with unreasonable and unnecessary restraints, right? The rejecting vote-by-mail ballots due to a perception of a mismatched signature without giving voters the opportunity to cure the problem using verification is exactly this sort of unnecessary restraint that we're talking about. But SB 759 really works to resolve that problem. We all know, as was stated previously, that signatures change over time, right? They change because of ill health, they change because of disability, they change because of age, because of haste when you write your signature. They change because sometimes the style that you write with just changes. Voters should not be disadvantaged by failing health or by inadvertent scribble. This is not an insignificant problem. Asian Americans Advancing Justice LA did a study recently after the November 2016 election of four counties. And in that study, what they found that was that vote-by-mail ballots that were being rejected, the 44% of them were being rejected on the basis of a signature mismatch. And when you looked at Asian American vote-by-mail ballots, 51% of them were being rejected on the basis of a signature mismatch. So what you have here is a situation that really hurts Californians. It's a problem for Californians overall. But it also disproportionately disenfranchises a population that is already underrepresented in our electorate. So the number of California voters who choose to vote by mail is on an upward swing. We all know that. It's one of the reasons that the Voters Choice Act was passed. And in fact, the legislature has made it a priority to increase vote-by-mail voting because they think it's going to, and we think it's going to, increase convenience for voters. It's going to increase voter participation. It's going to engage voters in a way that they haven't been engaged before, and hopefully it will increase participation and voting among underrepresented groups. It's structured that way, right? So really what the Voters' Choice Act is doing is trying to expand representative democracy in California. Given that, it's vitally important that we enact safeguards to guarantee that when we see an uptick in voting, when we see an uptick in participation, we don't, at the same time have a situation where more ballots are being voted and more ballots are being rejected to problems like signature mismatch. So, in the spirit of California's movement toward eradicating impediments to voting in general, impediments to counting ballots, I urge committee members to vote for SB 759 and continue getting rid of those impediments that are unnecessary for voters. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and congratulations on your new leadership.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, Mitch Steiger with California Labor Federation, also in support of this reform that frankly seems pretty hard to argue against. It seems like kind of a no-brainer that before we deny someone's vote for what essentially amounts to poor penmanship, at a minimum, we should let them know that it's about to happen and give them a chance to weigh in. And just wanted to add that having monitored signature verification processes before, mistakes are made, and both on the part of people signing their names and those verifying the signature. Sometimes those that do the signature verification are given very little training. And you know, I remember contesting a few and getting in some pretty heated arguments with the person they're watching the process over whether or not a signature matched. And you know, it's at best a very imperfect process, and really all this bill does is allow another layer of review on that, give voters another chance to take a look at this before we take away what's arguably the most fundamental and important right that voters have. So we urge your support.
Thank you.
Can we bring that down just a bit? Thank you. Evelyn Abu Hassan with Disability Rights California. I'm not going to repeat all the comments that were just made. Just specifically for people with disabilities, this is a crucial bill. Oftentimes, because of illness or because of your disability, your signature does change over time. This bill will ensure that people with disabilities' votes are counted as we move forward in various elections. So we do strongly support the bill. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any other witnesses in support? Seeing none, any witnesses in opposition?
Maya Ingram, ACLU of California. We don't yet have a position on the bill, but we're supportive of the concept, and we are continuing our discussion with the author's office. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Seeing no witnesses in opposition, members, any comments?
Move the bill.
Okay. Recognizing a motion from Senator Hertzberg. Vice Chair, you have a comment?
So, yes, this bill is being moving forward. I like the bill in concept. I just need to know more details. So once a ballot's flagged, then can you walk me through quickly what happens? And let me just say before you get started, I think there's two reasons for people to be disenfranchised. Certainly one is their vote's not being counted, but two, that they think there's voter fraud, that even though my vote's being counted, it doesn't matter because you're counting things that shouldn't be counted. So trying to strike that balance is really important. I'm not opposed to this. I just want to make sure that protections are in place.
I do appreciate Senator Anderson's question. And I'm going to be honest, Senator, we're still working that through. So here are the areas that we're still working through. The issue of notification. So once a ballot is flagged, a notice would be mailed out. And then voters would be given a period to respond. Some say 8, some say less. So we're working through that right now. In addition, we have heard from some counties who want flexibility about how to notify voters. Does it have to be through snail mail? Can it go via email, for example, if their email is on record? So those are two areas, candidly, that we're still working through. And I appreciate, in particular, ACLU. This has been a significant issue for them. And we're working through right now with the Registrar of Voters Association, as well as other groups, in particular counties, to be able to work through the notification process. And we'd be happy to have feedback.
Are the ballots opened before they get being thrown out because of the signatures, or are they thrown out the signatures before they're opened?
It's dependent on the county.
Okay. So as you're doing...
Okay. I apologize.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I did not mean to mislead you. I'm so sorry in my notes. Thank you.
Very good. Seeing no other comments from any of the members, I appreciate your clarification in terms of the work that needs to be done going forward. And we know some details need to be worked out, and it looks like you're committed to working with those stakeholders.
Absolutely.
And talking with the ACLU and keeping that moving. So I think that's all positive. Most importantly, though, we can't talk out of both sides of our mouth. If we're trying to enfranchise the voters of California and their votes are being cast aside without proper notice, and it's certainly not for those communities that may have more trouble getting to the ballot or participating in the process, I'm probably the worst example, I should have very little sympathy from this legislature because my signature is just terrible and it doesn't look anything like my driver's license sometimes. So even from dumb human error, we may have problems, but also from cultural issues, disabilities, et cetera. So I think it's important to rectify this. We've seen, I think the most recent data I have here is 25,965 ballots were rejected in the general election for non-matching signatures.
Correct.
That is the margin of error in Republican, Democratic, any seat. This is not a partisan issue. So I hope working also with the vice chair here, we can move a bipartisan measure forward. And the only thing I would ask is that you keep working with my very capable committee staff as you move this forward. And it looks like you're committed to doing that. So with that, let's call the roll, call the vote. So file item number one, SB 759. Do pass and re-refer to the Senate Appropriations Committee is the motion.
Stern?
Aye.
Stern, aye. Anderson?
No.
Anderson, no. Allen?
Aye.
Allen, aye. Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye.
Very good. That bill passes 4-1. And seeing no further bills.
Thank you very much.
Our meeting is adjourned. Thank you, Mr. McGuire.